Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 2 with verses 11 through 14. And when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he clearly was wrong. For until some people came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he began to draw back and separated himself, because he was afraid of the circumcised. And the rest of the Jews also acted hypocritically along with him, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not on the right road in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of all, "If you, though a Jew, are living like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews?" The beginning of what was supposed to be the law over redemption, meaning Jesus overcame all things that the law instituted, yet was difficult for Jewish people to let go of and allow the grace of salvation to overcome all things. Whether you are circumcised or not, Jesus offers us true forgiveness, overcoming the needs of following any and all past traditions of Jewish law, making redemption affordable to all. This is our plight of sharing the truth and prosperity, what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, by living God first in Jesus, to welcome the lost, lonely, and languished, foregoing the law of the past, of Jewish tradition, and grasping the law of salvation over all. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for. Lord, we pray for special intentions of safety and travel. And we pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, may you bless them with peace in their last breath. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, sitting in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at Our Lady of Perpetual Help, enjoyed a morning communion service with the school here, Catholic school. It was good to hear the children sing as we pray for them in our Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Galatians 2. We're in chapter 2 with verses 11 through 14. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Gentile Abuse." Paul said, "I'm afraid." Him opposed in Antioch, Cephas. Wrong was he, opposed face to face. Gentiles eat, now separated, see? Circumcised, afraid was he, hypocritically acted, Jews too. Carrying away Barnabas, blue. Paul stepped in to free them, true. Gospel's truth relayed, all including Cephas, dismayed. Gentle abuse, Gentile abuse, Paul said, "I'm afraid. The Jews can't live like Gentiles played." Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 9th, 2022, and I'm recording this morning at 9:11 Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, thanks again for joining us today. We're in a little travel time to do some spiritual retreat work this weekend at EWTN. Visiting friends in Tennessee today as we travel, so we ask for prayers of safety as we travel. And we thank you for your prayers ahead of time, as Jesus calls us all to pray for one another. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We call out to our good friends, John and Marie. Hope you guys are healing well and coming along. Miss you guys. Have a good day in the Lord. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you as we close at 6:03 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.